Good afternoon, Family First. Nina speaking.
Hi, Nina. My name is Marquita Stokes. I'm calling from Keystone First, and I'm calling about a mutual participant. Her last name is Gibson. And her first name is Michelle. Birthday, April 13, 1953.
And how can I assist you with this participant?
I was calling because I noticed that there were two EIMs put in, and I'm trying to see if both of the EIMs are for the same, you know, hospitalization.
Same situation.
Because I'm not able to see it in the system.
Gotcha. One second, Gibson.
Like one was put in for, like one was put in for yesterday, and then another one was put in the day before that. So I'm like, is this the same, you know what I mean? If this is
okay.
The same hospitalization,
gotcha.
Then it definitely don't need to be two.
Let me see, Myra.
Okay,
that does the EIM. So the one I put in is from 8294.
Wait a minute, let me go quick. It's okay, so you put that one in today. You put that,
that
no.
That was
yeah, you
yesterday.
Put that in this morning. Oh, okay. So I received a notification of that this morning, but however someone put in one on 7496. Is that for the same hospitalization?
So that
and
I'm only
asking because then I would need to delete one if it's for the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
You probably
like,
would have to because I don't know how these EIMs go because I know sometimes I get an email
mm-hmm.
alert that there's duplicates, especially
right.
if it
so,
gets transferred over to, like, say if the client has two providers, like two agencies, and
okay.
Sometimes that can happen
no,
that way as well.
Yeah, no.
Or
yeah.
Whoever it
okay.
goes to after it's released from us, then.
Gotcha.
And then it also
okay.
go if the participant called someone to report it.
Gotcha. So my question for you is, are you able to? Because I'm not able to see it. So based off of the first, let me see. Let me go back to the first one. So based off of the first EIM, the one for 7496, and that says
Do it have any description on what happened?
So all it says is unplanned hospitalization for the diagnosis is dyspnea. That's at Lehigh Valley Hospital, and I just wanted to know because she's still. Yeah, if she's in the same, yeah, if she's still in there from that, then it's in, okay, so I'll just go in and delete the second one then because I'll work on the first one.
Yeah, because mine say the same thing, the Lehigh Valley Hospital, yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right, yep, that was what I needed to know. Okay, thank you so much, but you don't have any details because I called the daughter so that I could get details about the, you know, how she got there and what happened, but.
So the details is the caregiver reported that she was admitted to the hospital due to shortness of breath, leg swelling, and fatigue. Yeah.
Okay,
but it just it's the same
yeah.
It's the same one, yeah.
And they took her there, or you're not there.
She was taken by a prior vehicle, with the caregiver.
Okay, thank you. She was transported in a minute. Okay. Yep. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Nope. That's everything.
Okay. No problem. You take care.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.